Okay, so today's daf is daf Lamentes, Chol Moed Sukkos. The Mishnah tells us, a few lines from the top, that Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So a person takes upon himself Naziris, we've already learned this, I think, a number of times, right? The Tos already points us out, we learned this on Daf Hey. It explains we teach this because of the remaining halachas in the Mishnah, but a Stam Naziris is 30 days. And we learn that based on the Pasuk, Yehiyah, Yehiyah, the Gematria, Yehiyah is 10, 5, 10, 5. That's 30. That tells us the stam nazirus is 30 days. Gilach or shegilchul listim. Let's say he shaves his head, or some bandits come along and shave his head. He ruins the count of 30 days. Meaning, regardless of who does the shaving, whether he did it intentionally or it was unintentional or it was against his will, bal korcho. Either way, the shaving of the hair ruins his count. He has to start all over again. And that's why Tosafot says we bring this halacha in here, even though we learn the halacha of Stam Nazirus and Daf Hey, we taught it here just to as a background for that next halacha of shaving the hair ruins the count. Then the Mishnah says Nazir Shegilach Bein Bezug Bein Betar O Shesifseif Kol Shuchayv. A Nazir, whether he shaves with a zug, which is what, scissors, tar is a razor, Shesifseif. I'm not sure what Shesifseif is. It seems like they pull it out, maybe. Picked it by hand, right? They see Tosos says that. You see that first wide line in Tosos, Nazir Shegilach Bein Bim Misparayim, different gears than we had. We have Zug. Zug means a pair. Scissors have two knives, so that's a reference to scissors. O Shesif Seif Perish Talash Kolshu, right? As you say, you rip it out. Afilu Ser Achad Loki Alav. You pull just one hair as a Nazir, you violate an Isidir Raisa. And Mari Sheoke Haser Meikaro. So Tosafot explains it's referring to when you rip out from the roots, umashkes minashorish kain tar, where you ruin from the roots of the hair, kind of like using a razor. Deloka mikro de tar lo yavir al rosho. From the pasuk it says you cannot have a razor pass over your head. Demarvinam be gemara shar mavin. The gemara is going to include the other instances, but what it sounds like if you rip out only half the hair, but the bottom still remains attached to the scalp, that would not be a violation. Now, what Tosafot doesn't address is that also going back on the case of the scissors and the razor, let's say you only cut part of it or use a razor for part of it, but the shorish stays in, will that also not be a violation, or is he only qualifying this last case of tearing out? I think it applies to all three cases, that you have to rip out the entire root. The way it's presented here in the Masifta is that it sounds like it has to be, by all the cases, you have to rip out the roots entirely. Okay, so the Gemara now says, I'm just looking at the Rush actually for a second. Okay, nothing doing here. So the Gemara says, now, Yibari Lahu, Hai Mazia Milatasas Rabbi Milael. Interesting, right. So interesting question the Gemara has now, very Lam de Shashayla. When the hair grows, does it grow from the top or does it grow from the bottom? So let's say this is a piece of hair. Is the top getting bigger and bigger? Or no, this part gets bigger and it ends up pushing out the other hair. I'm always going to prove that it's obvious that the hair grows, pushes up from the bottom as opposed to staying stationary and the top is only growing.
Nobody dyed their hair back then?
Right, yeah, I think that's the Gemara's Raya, exactly. I think that's the Gemara's going to bring, not from dying hair, but I think from white hairs, maybe. I don't remember exactly. But I think Gemara brings some type of Raya like that. So anyway, that's the Shah. That's the initial Chakir of the Gemara. It does it grow? The top grows and the bottom stays stationary, or the entire thing gets pushed up from the bottom as the hair comes out of the scalp more and more? So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, who really cares? What's the nafkamina, whether it grows from the top or from the bottom? L'nazir shegilchuhu listim vishiyaru bo kidei lachof rosho li karo. A situation where bandits come along and shave the guy's hair, and they leave enough that could go around his hair, his head, be karo. So what does this mean? So if you look at the Tosafot here, when Tosus first qualifies, explains the Keshaila, Tosus Seyar, Tachas Rabbi, says Tosus, Mishar Shomi Karohu Hamagbi Vagadal, from the roots it grows and pushes up the top of the hair. Umashia Seyar Gadal Mitamar Vola, Uvasamach Rosh Achayam Ye Burachok. O Mila'el Rabbi, May Rosh Haser, from the top of the hair begins to grow on top. Holach Vagadal, Vasamach Rosh Ain Zaz Mkoma, but that root, which is attached to the scalp, doesn't move. That was the shiloh. And Tosus explains v'shiara bokadei lakuv roshul dikar b'chol seir v'seir shiro balmahu. U'besamach amar shebol ligadal haseir b'shivayamim v'kachish chashiyus b'seir. I'm not sure what he's saying here. Let's look at the mefarish for a moment here. So what it's saying is, where the bandits came along and shaved the hair, but in such a way where they left a little bit remaining, enough that if you were to take the hair and bend it, it would bend back to the root. Long enough you could bend it back to the root and touch the root, so make it almost like a circle. But if it was too short, you couldn't bend it anymore to touch the root, the top couldn't touch the root anymore, that's already too short. So what's the case here? So again, the case is, the Nazir is a Nazir, they list him come and shave his hair. His hair is remaining a little bit of the stubble, that he could bend it, and each hair could touch the root. So what's the, how does this connect? Yamar spishin tachas Rabbi Naziros hashakle. If you say that the hair grows from the bottom, and it pushes everything up, so Tosus explains, the amris miltachas Rabbi Niziruso hashakle. Kolomar, in other words, haseir shehikdish bayom nizro, the hair that had been sanctified on the day of his acceptance of Nazirus, zeh not levagalchol. That was taken now. Because again, if you understand that it grows, everything pushes it up and up, that initial hair that's on the top, the end of the hair is what hair existed in the beginning, that's gone now. He cut it off. The zeh shayaru bo kedei lakuf, and that hair that remained, that stubble that remained, which is, even though it might be long enough to bend and touch the root, ain't zeh meseah shayalo mishas kabalas Nizro. It's not his hair that he had in the beginning. El tzamach bo acharken, it grew later. The sosa achrei shelo nishtayer mid also seir shebid kabbalas nizira. Since his hair, the hair that remained was not there when he accepted his naziros, he has to start his count all over again. But the Gemara says el iyamris. But if you say mila el rabbi, if it grows from the top and the hair that's on the bottom by the scalp is the actual hair that was there when he took the initial Naziris, Ma'ad Aktish, says the Gemara, that which he had sanctified as a Nazir, Hakayim, it still remains Naziris, and he doesn't have to, it's not Soser his Naziris. That's the Nafkamina. If someone shaves his hair, it wasn't his fault. Someone else shaves his hair, and the remains, the bottom of it, was that bottom the same hair that was there when he was a Nazir? Or this bottom hair is actually new hair, and he would have to start all over again. So Gemara brings a raya, Toshma Meha. They bring a raya for the following. Inva Chaya, de Kaim Beikva de Binsa. So what's this? So the Tosus explains, Toshma Mehai Inva Perish Beitze Kinim. Eggs of lice. And de Kaim Beikva, says the Tosos, Perish Beikra Seir Samach Rosh. People have lice in the hair, it happens. And the eggs are at the roots of the hairs, next to the scalp. Velotete Misham Begidil Seir. And as the hair begins to grow, the lice doesn't get removed. The lice stays the same. It stays the same place at the root. And the assumption right now is that the eggs of the lice are attached to the hair. So the fact that they stay always at the bottom by the scalp, and the hair continues to grow, tells us that the hair grows from the top, but the bottom stays stationary. That's the Gemara's initial understanding. So back to the Gemara, let's read that inside. So Gemara says again, Toshma meha, in vichaya is the eggs of the lice, dekaim beikva debinsa, that they remain stationed at the roots of the hair on the scalp, they don't move. The visaka daitach mnatachas rabbi, if you were to understand that the hair grows from the bottom, that's where it adds, and it gets further, the hair that was there gets further and further away from the scalp. So then, Bereish Debinsa Bailamekim. Then the eggs of lice should end up being at the end of the hairs. As a person grows hair for 2 weeks, they should be hanging at the end, and shouldn't always be stuck in the bottom. So it must be then that the hairs grow from the top and not from the bottom. And the Gemara says, no. Liolam the Tachas Rabbi. Really grows from the bottom and pushes the hair up. So shouldn't the eggs be pushed up also? So va'agav echiusa nachis ve'alza invi, because of the chius, which I think is referring to the chius that the eggs get from the scalp, I guess, I don't know how exactly this works, they continue to crawl back down, they keep falling down. Yeah, the hair grows, but the eggs keep falling back down to the scalp. Something along those lines. I'm not sure if the Gemara is explaining a svar for that, or that's just what happens. Is there any better explanation in the...
No, just that that's what happens. It has to be near the scalp where it's moist.
The moisture is good for the eggs. Like, I guess the mothers of these eggs push them down. The eggs don't have the ability to do that. Or maybe that's how the nature of it works. Okay, so there's no raya from the eggs, of the lice eggs. Tashma. The Gemara says, Inbe mesa beresha debinsa. Okay, so what about an egg of a lice that dies and it has no chius anymore, so nothing is pushing it towards the moisture of the scalp, so then that should remain at the head. At the ends of the hair grows further and further because nothing's pushing it back towards the moisture. Visakadaitacha mila'el, Rabbi, if you are to understand that it grows from the head, the ends, mila'el, Rabbi, bi'ikva debinse, boilamekam. So then, wait a second. Rather the other way around. The eggs of the lice are found at the ends. If there's a dead egg, apparently they are at the ends of the hair, hanging at the ends. Now, again, the Gemara says, if you were to think, Rabbi, that the hair grows from the top, but the bottom remains in place, then then the dead egg should remain at the roots of the hair. And since we find that apparently they're at the ends of the hair, tells us that the hair grows from the bottom and pushes everything away. It says, "Hasam nami." There too, mishum de les bechela suga sragi ve'azil. So in this case, let's see. Says the Tosos on the bottom here, "Hasam nami." There too, by the dead eggs, mishum de les bechela klomer bezusheri mason. Since they're dead, she shamta ve'azil mechuberes v'yordes l'rosh haser shu tali l'mata l'tzad haaretz vein l'koach la'echas l'mala l'tzad harosh. And then they kind of slide off. They lose its, there's no, they're dead. The eggs are dead. There's nothing, no chias of them holding on to the hairs well enough, so they end up sliding down the hair towards the ground. Gravity pulls them or something along those lines. But there's no raya from the fact that they always found at the end. It doesn't tell me that the bottom of the hair grows and pushes away. No, it's very possible the top always grows. But since it loses its hold, since it's a dead egg, it slowly slips towards the end of the hair and falls off towards the bottom. Toshma, like Mar brings another raya. Mi bloris de kushayim. The haircuts that the kushayim used to get, this was the I guess the priests have a haircut, they would have that bowl type of cut, I think. We'll read the Tosas in a second. But de basar de megalin le rafla miltachas. After it grows, it gets soft literally on the bottom. So what does this mean? So if you look at Tosfos, Toshma Mibloris Shel Kushayim, the second to last Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the bottom here, he says, Sheminichem Bloris Burashem Lashem Avodah Zarah. They leave the hair on the top of the head for Avodah Zarah. Ubiseir Ein Megalchen Kol Savi Verosha. They don't cut all the hair. Umashu Manich, and that which they leave on the top, Hein Gidlu also Kiklia Samech LaRosh. They kind of grow it like a weaved basket of some sort, or close to the head. I'm not getting the image here. Veinim hutak kibirishona. It's not as strong as it initially was. Is there a better description?
They braid the hair.
Okay.
I don't know how complicated the braid is, but they braid the hair.
And I guess after time it grows and grows and it weakens. It
weakens at the bottom.
At the bottom it weakens. Okay, so the shaila is, if the bottom were to remain the same, so it shouldn't affect the weave, the knot on the bottom, only the end of it, where it's hanging down, should get longer and longer. The fact that the bottom of the weave, where it touches the hair, gets weaker and looser, tells me that it keeps growing from the bottom. That seems to be the raya. So let's see the Gemara again. So the Gemara says again, Tashma, bi beloris de kushim, this woven pony, let's say, of these kushim, de basin de megadlin lay, after it would grow the hair, rafium latachas, the bottom knot would get loose, tells us that the bottom is where things would grow from. Gemara says, Hasam nami, there too also is not a rayak, I did de kamtahi mishicha de rafia. It sounds so. Tosas in the last line explains here. Mishani aydi de kametate it kamte he meshicha mirafia mimashu shochev aleh noses mimkomo. He lies on it. He sleeps on it. It ends up over time, not because the hair grows from the bottom, because of wear and tear of the hair. He lies down on it. He travels with it, and it ends up loosening, but nothing to do with the way the hair grows. Just that's braids can't stay for that long, so tight. Okay, the Gemara brings another raya. Now the last few lines of the Lamed Tes Amud Aleph Toshma. Misikrasa derafya amra metachas. So this is the case of the dyeing of the hair, I think you said. So they would dye the hair. Misikras is red, I think, right? So they would...
They're talking about sheep.
Sheep here, right. Amra, right. Amra, sheep, right. So they would dye the hair. Misikras, what's rafe mean, though? It would weaken. Aha. Uh-huh. So misikras, the red dye that they would put in the sheep, the rafe amra would be weak, would soften, would become dim after time, miltachas from the bottom. So they dye the sheep red, and over time, the bottom by the roots would become a pinkish, whitish color. So we see from here, Vitanya, and then Brisa further says, Visu, and moreover, Kad Savi Savya de Knunin, Kad is Lashon Kishe, when they would dye Savya, the older people, de Knanim, Lashon, switch it down with the Zayin, the Zakan rather, when they would dye their Diknan Chavrin, they'd dye their white hairs and their beard, they'd dye them. What would happen is, again, this was Uriah, Ikve Nimhin, the roots of the hair would be white. I should read as follows, rather. Kad Tave Tave Dik Nunin, when they dye the hair, the Chavrin Ikve Nimunin, the white, they would be white at the roots of the hair. So this was Uriah. When you dye something over time, the bottom of the roots shows true colors. Shmamina, we learn from all this, the Gemara concludes, Mitachas Ravi Shamina. We learn from here that it's from the bottom where the new hair comes to grow and not the top. And going to our Nafkamina now, that initial Nafkamina wanted to know if a bandit would come along and cut the Nazir's head, and even though there would remain a little bit left, enough to bend, and the top could now touch the bottom of the root, that wouldn't be good enough because that hair that's there was not the same hair that existed during the time of his Nazirus, and therefore he would have to start his count all over again. Gemara now says, "Se'ela, if that's the case, Elohad Tatani Nazir Shekilchu and Listim Vishiaru Bokadei Lakav Rosh Likaro Einusoser." So we have a brisa that clearly says if bandits come along and shave a Nazir's head, if it remains enough hair that if it's long enough to bend and the top could touch the bottom now, then he doesn't ruin his count. Now Vishakadaitach Miltachas Rabbi, if it's like we're understanding at this moment, that the hair grows from the bottom, Lister, it should have to ruin the entire count. Because the hair that's currently there, that little hair that remains, that stubble that remains, is not the same hair that was there, that was present when he was a Nazir. How could the Brisa say that's Eino Soser? So the Gemara explains, no, that Brisa that says it's not Soser is Kugon She Gilchu Acher Mileos. It's after he completed his 30 days. If the listim were to shave his hair during 30 days where he never completed his 30 days, Enechnami would have to start all over again because the hair that remains, the stubble that remains, was not the hair that was there when he took in the Nazirus. But this case that Bryce is referring to is after 30 days were complete, then the listim came ahead and shaved the hair. That's the case he doesn't have to be so sad because he counted 30 days at least. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Umani, who is this? Who is the author of this Bryce? It must be Rabbi Eliezer. He damer kol e'acher milo shiva. So, sir, if it's after the completion of seven, it's so, sir. After seven, let's see. After Melos, comma, after completion of 30 days, then Shiva Soser. And we spoke about this a couple of times. You're not Soser 7 days. It means your Tame, if a person became Tame, he has to wait the 7 days of being sprinkled on day three and day seven in order to become Tahor entirely. But that doesn't ruin his 30 days of completion of Nazirus. But that's what Tosu says here. Tosu writes, Kegon Shigilchul Acher Mleos Biyom Shloshim, on day 30. Umani Rabbi Eliezer he damer kol acher melos after the completion of 30 shiva only 7 days are soser. Why im nitma ad sheyaza gimel v'shiva, if he's tameh he has to wait until he sprinkles day three and day seven. And so too says Tosas v'chaim im gilchu v'yom shloshim, if bandits were to shave his hair on day 30 it would be only be soser shiva shol yachol legalech taglachas nizir ad acher shiva. All it means is he can't shave out until after 7 days, but he doesn't ruin his count of 30 days. This is interesting because I thought the reason why we wait seven by the Tame case but because you need 7 days to become Tameh. That's how it works. The person's Tameh Mace. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Chukas, you have to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. But why did we get day 7? It seems completely arbitrary when applying it to the situation where he shaves his hair or gets his hair shaved on day 30.
It says he needs a 7-day growth of hair.
Oh, that's the thing I was about to say. It brings a raya. What about bringing a ra'a? I understand by tumah it's 7 days because you need 7 days for tumah. But our question, so what about shaving? So the Gemara says, my time at the Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason? Why would you apply 7 days to shaving the hair on day 30? Yelav taglachas tara mi taglachas tumah. Oh, maybe what you were saying. Ma taglachas tumah shiva af taglachas tara shiva. So a person was taglachas tameh. So if he becomes tameh, let's see this in Tosfos here. Right. So, basically what you were saying, that if a person became Tameh on day 30, he has to wait 7 days to cut his hair. So, to when a person wasn't Tameh, he was Tawar, but he needs to be kind of the din of shaving hair, because someone else shaved the hair for him, he always has to wait 7 days before his cutting is considered a cutting. But what you were saying, 7 days is considered enough of a growth to be considered a haircut.
But it says, the means by which the postponement in the case of the head shaving can be derived from the postponement in the case of tumah is unclear, because the reason for the postponement is completely different.
Right, that's what we're saying.
So then it says, see Karen Ora or Chazon Ish. Do you have either one?
I don't have either one, but I wonder if they quote a little more than that. There seems to be a machlokas here. They quote Karen Owen or Chazon Ish where the Rambam argues on Tosos, but I'm not interested right now. Now I want to know this reasoning here. No. Okay, I don't know. Because they haven't really explained. There's no pasuk that connects the two of these halachas. Just we find one case, we apply it to another case, unless it's a bin and av. Okay, to the Gemara says further. So either way, this opinion holds like Rabbi Eliezer. If the listen were to shave the hair on day 30, it's not sozer all 30. It only sozer 7 days. He waits 7 days and then shaves his head on his own, and he's mekayim his din of nazirus. Comes along. Oh, I finished the statement here. V'kim lehu l'rabbanon kol shiva yomim asya mazya kidei lakof rosh likaro. So why 7 days? So we see 7 days because, again, this is the point, it's a different svara, because 7 days, the Chachamim knew, they figured out that 7 days is when the hair could grow long enough that you could take the top of it and bend it to touch the root of it. And that's why they required 7 days. When it comes to tumah, so tumah is completely different reasoning. You need 7 days to become tar. That's how it works. So that was the question of there are different reasonings why learn one from the next. But either way, they're both 7 days. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. Nazir shegilach bein betar bein bezug bein oshis sifseif kol shuchayv. A nazir who cuts his hair, whether it be with a razor, whether it be with the scissors, or whether it be his own pulling of the hair, he'd be chayv. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tar, Pasuk says tar, I'll read the whole Pasuk on the side here, it says in Parshas Naso, kol yimei nizro, nether, nizro rather, during his entire period of being a nazir, tar lo yavor al rosho, he should not have a razor pass over his head, Adam Los Hayamim, until he completes his days of Naziris, Asher Yazul Hashem, that he had sanctified to Hashem, Kodesh Yeh Gadol Pera, that should be sanctified, his hair should grow, Se'ar Rosho. So the Pasuk only uses the example of Tar. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Tar, in the Elatar, I only know that a razor can't be used, Talash, to pluck out the hair, Meired, Sifseif, what's the difference of all these? See?
Plucking. Or picking it, I don't know what the difference
is. It says, Mefarshin Mirtu means to entirely uproot it from the Ikaro. So, Talosh, according to the Mefarshin, means to pull it out, but not necessarily the roots. Mirtu means to pull out the roots, And Sif Sif is Lashon from Sof.
So Sif Sif, some people feel is like you rub it. You're not picking it, you're just rubbing it until it comes out.
Interesting. Okay. There's different forms of pulling it, but either way, they're definitely not using a razor. But they're using your hands different ways. So I only know, again, ainli elatar, I only know there's a violation with a razor, but talush meirat sifsef kol shum minay. How do I know to include other types of pulling of the hair will violate the issa deraisa of cutting the hair of a nazir? Tam alomer, kodesh yeh gedal pera se'ar rosha divrei Rabbi Yoshia. I guess all these extra words that the hair is sanctified. If it's sanctified, even if a person were not to use a razor, there'd be a violation as well. So, just Tosus explains here, the last medium-wide line down, Tamar Lomer Kadosh Yihyeh Gadol Pera. Shemitzvah, says Tosus, L'gadol Seir, there's a mitzvah to have the hair grow long. Uva Over Ba'aseh, and the person violates Na'aseh, I Migalech Mimeno Klal, if he cuts any amount of it, he violates an asay. Ki eino kotzes olagam mikaro. Even if he doesn't cut it entirely, he still is mevatel an asay. But kotzes mikaro olagam, if he cuts it from the roots, ki ein tar, like a razor does, like a razor rips out the roots, ikalav b'chol mavirin, k'tani b'braisa. Then there's, in addition to an asay of growing hair, there's also an alav for cutting hair. Lo pliga hadadeh. Okay, so the two isurim, the two mitzvahs. One is to grow the hair long, and plucking the hair would be a violation of not growing the hair long. You'd be losing the assay, but ripping out from the roots, whether it be with a hand or with a razor, there'd be an additional lav of using a tar or anything similar to that. That's all according to Rabbi Yoshia. Mar now quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan, who's always the bar plugta of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan says, Omer tar, a razor, ain li ala tar, I only know using a razor would be a violation. Merid v'talosh sifsef kol shupater. But other ways, plucking out the hair, however much it is, would be pater, actually. There is no issa deraisa, according to Rabbi Yonasan, of anything other than a tar. V'haksiv kadosh yeh, but doesn't pater say you have to, it's telling you have to grow the hair long, and by you plucking your hair out, you'd be violating that assay of growing the hair long. So Gemara says, l'meimra, to tell you, the im gilach le betar, if you use a razor, then kai male, then you violate an asev lo sase. But the asev gadol pera is only when you use a razor. If you pluck your hair out, you're tolish, you're married, you're sif-safe, that would not be an asev, nor would be a lo sase, according to Rabbi Yonasan. So that's the machlokas of Yoshi, Rabbi Yosia, or Rabbi Yonasan, whether or not there's a violation, there's a bit asev by other forms of pulling the hair. Okay, the Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanya Idach. There's another brisa that says, Tanya, we could continue to do this. Tanya Idach, tar ain li ala tar, I only know using a razor would be violation. Talash meir, tsifsef, other forms, kol shuminayin. How do I know that pulling the hair out would also be included in the iser, or at least the assay? Tamalomer lo yavor arosho, not to pass over the head. It says lo yavor, regardless of what you're using. So if in the end of the day we're including any forms of cutting the hair would be violation, so ma tamalomer tar, why does the pasuk specify tar, razor? Don't mention anything. Just simply say, lo yavor arosha, don't take any hair out. Tar seems to throw us off. So tamalomer tavor, ma tamalomer tavor, lo yavor karosha. Why does it say not to pass a razor over the head at all? Lefi shlo lalamanu de la taglachas achorna, sheye betar, lamda mitzora, yefshar. Because we want to learn from this pasuk that when the nazir shaves his head at the completion of his nazirus, when he shaves his hair, he's supposed to use a tar. Again, so lefi shalola manu l'tagachas achorna, because we never taught by l'tagachas achorna, the last shaving, the mitzvah of shaving when the nazir is done, to use a tar. Shave a tar, never knew that. Lamdo mimitzorah, to learn it out from a mitzorah that you should use a razor to a nazir, yeshar, we can't learn that just like a mitzora, when he shaves his hair, he uses a tar. So to buy nazir, you can't learn that way. Why not? Shein danan kavachomer lahachmir lov. You can't learn a kavachomer to be machmir. Let's see how this is explained. Says the mefarsh on the top here. Vein danan kavachom kal mechomer lahachmir alakal. You do makel for the makel one or mamachmer for the mamachmer one, but you can't be machmer on the kal one. The halacha says mefarish diyevshar lelamdo mimitzori. You can't learn this from the mitzora also leitar. The betar who did have a taglacha sachona about midei achmir lo. We need to a little more explanation here.
Mitzora shaves his whole body.
Ah, that's what Tosa said in the bottom. So that's the chumra of the mitzora. Mitzora is more chumra. So you can't apply the chumra of you requiring a tar from mitzora to the more makel case of a nazir. He should also require a tar. Maybe not. He's more makel than the nazir case. So since you can't learn one from the next, how do you know that when a nazir completes his naziris, he needs a tar? So the fact that the pasuk says you can't use a tar when you're a nazir tells me when you are completing, when you've completed your naziris, then you have to use a tar. That's why it mentions tar. But in terms of the violation of a nazir cutting his hair, any form of removing the hair would be a violation of the naziris. Fine, let's go a few more lines. At least I have a little period here. Rebbe Omer, Eino Tzarech, you don't need all this. You don't need to teach me this. Tar applies to the nazir achrona. Taglachas achrona, rather. Kare Omer, the pasuk says, Tar lo yavo rosho, ad melos. So the tar cannot be used until it completes it. So a Torah Amar, the Torah is telling us, Achar Malels, but when it is complete, Lo Tehe Taglachas Elevatar. That tells me that you can't use it until you've completed the days, but once you've completed the days, then you have to use the tar. Sounds like pretty similar to the first case. What's he saying differently here? So Rebbe argues. The first opinion we were saying was that the first part of the Brisa said that any time you cut the hair, whatever you're using would be violation. So why use tar then? Tar k'tozio? Because tar to teach me that when the taglachas achrona should be used with a tar. Rebbe says not true. When a nazir is a nazir, he only violates the itzer with a tar alone. Only with a tar, and that's what the pasuk says, tar lo yavor barosho. Only by a tar, but not by a mer, not by sifseif, not by tolish. So then the question becomes, how does Rebbe know when a nazir completes his naziros, he has to use a tar? There's no available word. He says, no, that's the pasha pshat on the pasuk. Don't use a tar when you're a nazir, only use it when you're done with being a nazir. That's how you, a clean read of the pasuk. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, one last question for the Tanakama. Tanakama says that anyway a person cuts his hair, he violates an Isser, even if it's whether it be a tar, misparaim, or anything else. And the reason why I mentioned tar lo yavor tells me that you only have to use a tar when you've completed your Nazirus. So Gemara asks, then Vahaksiv, according to the Tanakama, tar lo yavor arosho. So that pasuk is a strange pasuk. Say, look at the Mefarsh. The Mefarsh explains the Shaila here, the Kasha. Vahaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say tar lo yavor arosho? Kolomar, in other words, the Mefarsh explains, Vehechi Amar Tanakama, how does the Tanakama get away with saying, Dechaiva Kola Ashar Mavirin? The Pasuk says, Tar Lo Yavor. How could they get away with saying, but even if you do other forms of cutting the hair, would it also be a violation? Vetar Lo Ba Ela Letagachas Achrona. And the word Tar is only coming to teach me, when one completes his Naziris, you have to use a Tar. Vetar Lo Ba Ela, Vahaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk clearly say, the simple reading is, Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho. The Chachamim are going completely against the simple reading of the Pasuk. So it's a bit of a challenge how to read the answers here. But at least the first explanation, the Gemara says, Lav or Lav Bishnei Lavim, to violate two different Yisurim here. So Mefarsh has two explanations here. If you look at the first explanation here, he says, Lav or Lav Bishnei Lavim, in order to have him violate two lavim. In other words, al tar lo yavor, comma, that's one. Val lo yavur akom avirin. So the break of the pasuk. Ata lo yavur. It's part one. That means you violate with using a razor. And then we have to reread the pasuk. Lo yavur. That includes all other mavirin. So a person plucks his hair, he violates one lav. If he uses a razor, he violates two lavim. It's a very schwer way to read this because it doesn't say lo twice in the pasuk here. So I don't know, the Tosa doesn't really weigh in here. And Farish, I'm not really understanding this. He has a second Pshat also, which I'm not really understanding either. I'll leave it at Tzarachim. I don't know, there's a very long footnote here. There's a rush here apparently as well.
One says it's two markers, and the other says one. But, you know, so, okay.
Wait, before Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda...
That's a different story.
I just don't know how you read a pasuk, lo yavor, it says ta lo yavor. How could you break that into two different lavim? Normally, you need to, the pasuk has to say lo two times for it to qualify as two separate lavim. The second pshat of the Mefarsh, I understand the kasha much more, but I'm not understanding what his answer is. So the Rush addresses my question. The Rush says, even though the pasuk only says lo one time and shouldn't really qualify as two different lavim, he says we learn if a person gives a hasra on two different lavim, don't shave your hair, and don't shave your hair with a tar, that will qualify as two different sets of malchus. Which I guess what you were saying. There's a lot to explain here. It's not such a Pasha Gemara. So we'll leave it at the Tzarachi in here. Okay. When we learn this Be'in Mirta Hashem, we'll be mind to it further. Okay, Shkoyach. Tomorrow, same time, I guess.